So this is a supportive trustees meeting for the Pines and Plains Library, September 24th, and it is 5:57. We have a quorum. All board members are here. Pledge of Allegiance. That looks good.
Yeah, there's red, white, and blue
Red, white, and blue. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Actually, we have a flag right over there.
Did we?
For next time.
We're close.
So we'll remember till next year. Okay. Do we have an acceptance of the agenda?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as printed.
Second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Consent agenda.
So we don't have everything, unfortunately. We don't have the August bank reconciliations because we had a problem with the photocopier.
Okay.
So.
I don't have paper to sign.
Okay, I make motion. Oh, do we don't do these separately. We do them all together.
We do them all together. In case anybody has any questions, because I know some people didn't make it to the September 10th study session.
That's a bad boy, wasn't there?
Yeah, and I wasn't there either, so.
We had a quorum. We were good. So, but Susan was kind enough to bring some of the stuff the students did to look at.
She went over those with me this afternoon, which was cool.
Very nice. Okay, no correspondence. And you said we don't have the August bank reconciliations.
And this is the budget then versus actual.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't have my glasses to look at it. My bad.
So then, is there anything about any of the meeting minutes? No questions?
No, they all look good.
So then we'll move on to the August budget to actual.
So if we look at page 3, the third line from the bottom, from through the month of August, we've spent $870,206.88. Which is 56.07% of the budget.
So you're in really good shape.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Committee reports, the BOCC meetings. I don't know that anyone has made it there this month.
I did the last two, but I didn't do, I did in August.
So I was supposed to go. I didn't go.
No, I don't think we had anybody.
Can I make a comment? I don't think they even know that we are there. And we don't go up and introduce ourselves.
They know, because I know Dallas. And I know Rhonda.
They know every time I'm
they
there.
Know, they know.
All right, well, they know you guys. They don't know me. And it is like, when it's my turn, I'll be honest, from now on, I'm just going to listen to the recording and report what is done.
Few times that I've gone, I went once or twice with Susan when she did her yearly annual report. And again, because I know all of the trustees, I know the county clerk.
I mean, you're better at going in that.
Well, it's weird. I mean, I just turned my paperwork in to be an election judge for this upcoming election. And unfortunately, everybody knows me.
I think it's a good thing to go to observe what's going on, but yeah. I don't think it's necessary that we speak if you have nothing worth
saying. Oh, I never
speak. I never speak either. So I just basically listen, and the times, quite honestly, that I've gone, it lasted 45 minutes and they adjourned to do something else. So
I get the two hour mark.
Yeah, you guys got it.
Mine was 2 hours the one time I did go. The other one, I listened to the recording. And it was almost 2 hour recording when I listened to it, too.
I don't mind going. It's interesting to me. And I sit like a mouse. They don't know who I am. I'm not part of the community. You know what I mean? I don't know all the people. And I'm happy to sit that way. I like it.
I ended up, the one time I went, on the second time I went, I sat right next to the county sheriff, and he knows me because, again,
I know the sheriff.
He's a dog person. His wife has Yorkies, so yeah, I'm a known.
Okay, well, then I withdraw my comment.
Perhaps we should introduce ourselves before the meeting to each of the commissioners, just to tell them that we're from the one of the trustees from the library. And we're,
I'm not going to do that.
I'm in front of everyone. You can go like when they're just getting ready or something. I don't know.
That's what I do when I've gone. I went around and shook everybody's hand and
I won't go back.
Shut the bowl.
That doesn't. I don't think it matters to them, but I think it's interesting to get the information and. And that's how I feel, because I don't mind
the community.
Well, it's good for us to know what the board, what the county commissioners, what they're doing. Stuff is being tabled or passed, and
being watched.
Yes.
Well, but the good thing is, like the one time I didn't go, they video. And you can go to the county website and see the entire meeting.
Yeah.
And they also have an audio. So you can do either or.
But the point is, if something does come up that impacts us, then you have the opportunity to make a comment. Although you have to be really selective as to the comment, too.
Yeah. But I like your plan because winter is coming.
I don't want to have to be up in Kiowa at 9 in the morning. In the winter.
Well, one thing about it is it's also the day to donate stuff at the thrift store. So you
at Echo.
At 11. So you could take
you're more organized than me.
We're multitasking.
You can take your donations. And
that's possibly good, because I have stuff to donate.
Yeah. I don't mind going. I don't want to go all the time, but I don't mind going. I'll go in October.
But I just think that we'll get our schedule back. Again, because I think we kind of
and if the weather gets bad in October, you don't go on that day.
Well, okay, I'll then put in. I'll go for November.
Okay.
Because I'm reasonably close, and I have 4-wheel drive and hell or high water. I'll get there.
I'll go for December then.
Just at least is October.
I can go. Good. Then I don't have to worry about anything till the first of the year. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm from Michigan. I'm used to driving in the snow.
15 years in Texas made me not like to drive on it anymore.
Yeah, but at least, you know, we have an alternative.
Yes.
And as you get older, you have to keep driving, because driving is a valuable trait to have.
Okay, so we got past that. Foundation meeting.
So we didn't have a meeting in September. The day of the meeting was the day of the book sale and the garage sale and the UTAP students' presentation.
Okay.
And so, but we had... you know, folks from the foundation there?
Yeah, I can give a little blur. Absolutely. We had a booth set up right in front of the library. So everyone that came in, we, if nothing else, we directed them to where they could get the books, where they could look at the furniture, and where they could look at the plants. So that was good. Also, we had forms, so if they did not have library cards, we encouraged them to get a library card. We had those bookmarks, and we had those little pamphlets to hand out about the services. As it turned out, most of the people had library cards. But we got to meet a lot of nice people. I felt that they were rather enthused about the development, the building, and so on and so forth. And I mean, Susan can report on the results of the sales. So it was very worthwhile and pleasant, actually.
Good. It was a good day. That's really nice to hear.
A really good day.
Okay. The Cal Conference. We have Lisa and Alan went with Susan. So
we had had a nice drive up there. And so we went to the first session, which was getting along and out to the public was kind of an outreach deal. And then we went downstairs to I guess you could call that a reception deal. And then we went, can't remember if it was up or down. We went to the noon session where they awarded all of the awards and they awarded something like, was it 14 or 12 different things that people were recognized for, everything from doing different community outreach things for their libraries. CalCon had awards for everything in there. It was one of the most impressive to me was towards the end. There was this one lady she became a librarian for the Deaf and Blind school down in Colorado Springs. And the library there was two separate libraries. She consolidated it and recataloged everything, put the whole program together, reorganized it, and did the whole thing by herself. And I think it was something like, was it 6,500 items that she had to recatalog and reclassify, and then she was in the process doing this over the course of 2 years. She's been learning Braille and sign language to be able to talk to her constituents, that the students that go to that school, that use that library, which to me was, I mean, way above and beyond what she did. And then the afternoon session was on legislation that pertains to special districts, i.e. our library district. And there was, the stuff was, how should I say, very complicated. And it was not easy. I mean, there's stuff in here that talks about the different things for taxes and our mill levy and everything. There's a bunch of things that pertain to our library district or to all library districts. And so they very briefly went over things, and it was a good deal. And then the last session was a deal about getting along in groups. You're talking about what your vision was for your library district, and you had to give a little quick synopsis. You divided up into groups of between, what was it, three or four, and you had to have a 5-year vision, And then the most hard was a 15-year vision. What do you think your library district, what is your goals for your library district in 15 years? And that was, I think, I had the feeling for most everybody, that was the hardest thing, to come up with something, to have a plan and be able to articulate it to your group was tough. It was an interesting session.
I misheard. I thought they said 50 years.
Well, so they had another one.
We drew slips, and I had a 50-year slip.
Yes.
That was hard.
And you, I mean, the slip that I got was a 5-year deal, and it was pretty easy. But so the other two guys in my group had the 15-year deal. And so then they threw it back in my lap after they deals. You didn't get 15 years, but what is your vision? It was an interesting conversation.
Thanks, Alan. Do you have anything to add, Lisa?
I learned a lot that I can't spit back out because
we have it all here, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of it was like a workshop type of a thing where it was like your perception of what you would do. I feel like we are in gold with our director, that because we had a checklist of what your director does and all of that, and Susan is on task and on point, which I think we're really lucky. I feel like we're doing really, really, really well. I found out I'm her boss over and over. We are all her boss.
Yeah, no, we know that part.
I wasn't that sure of that. So
oh,
now I
okay.
know.
Good.
The other thing, which I thought was a kind of a feather in our cap, we at the beginning, they talked about having your mission statement for your library and your personnel book up to date and current. And we were one of the few library districts in the whole group that had everything done and submitted already. Susan made us look really, really good.
Good. That's a positive.
And the fact that library boards have a special place in, correct me if I'm wrong, is it legislation?
In law, in library law. There's a
library
special
law. Library so law. It's a special, yeah. special place. I didn't know that. I mean, I learned a lot. I feel so much more, a little bit more well-equipped to do this.
Good.
We actually learned that there is basically three different kinds of libraries. There's a countywide district, can be a citywide district, it can be just a single standalone library in a specific area. And each one has a different set of rules that govern how it's financed and how they're able to accept public funds. And so that was hard to keep straight.
And the networking was really good. I felt like the networking was really good. We spoke at length.
I heard about
it. Did you hear about it?
A little bit.
A little bit. Well, we spoke quite at length with the Denver Public Library
chief service.
He was a big deal. I was chatting with him,
yeah,
like, oh, and then he tells me who he is, and I'm like,
oh. There you go. Okay.
But super helpful, super, if we need anything, let them know. They can help us get fundraising ideas, just lots and really stuff and lots of nice things to say about you.
Oh, so that's nice.
So I thought that was really good. And the drive was nice. Alan's a good driver.
I have an open invitation to go down, and that they're going to take me on a personal tour of the largest Denver library downtown.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, they invite
I just need to spend the time because it'll be a three-fourths of the day trek down there.
There's one that is like a church. Is it? Didn't Wasn't there one that's like a church there that they're every
one of the branches?
One of the branches. Yeah, my first branch there was a church.
Yes, they were talking about
church though. Was not it, like
the southern part of the city.
Yeah, it's in Southwest Denver.
Yes.
So
they just renovated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, come down, we'll meet you down there. And
oh, nice.
So they were really, really nice.
Very good. Okay. Thank you both. All right. Strategic planning.
So there's a draft of what the strategic planning committee. And it should say draft on it, but it doesn't say draft. So okay. It's not real yet. You guys need to look at it and tell me what you think. If there's anything we should change.
Should have been.
It's right before her director's report.
It's the one that we.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. I think you did a good job, Susan.
So we approached it a little bit differently than we have in the past. We came up with goals that will last us maybe through 2028, general goals, and then each year we'll add specific objectives to those goals. We'll just change the to-do list.
So is this a once-a-year item that we do?
Ruth Ann and I were talking about that in the way it's like, do we have to do this every year or is this just one time?
Well, or we could do it all now and just plan for the next 2 years. Well,
this seems to be a thing that different groups are trying to get their constituents or things. I mean, the two kennel clubs that I deal with, they are pushing this strategic plan for their individual licensed clubs. So this seems to be a thing that apparently, I don't know, it comes from somewhere that all different groups seem to be trying to incorporate into their operations. So it's weird.
Well, I think that you covered everything that we discussed.
Yes.
And I think that it's fair. It's good.
If there's anything else that you guys want to add to it, just let me know. Because we maybe let's vote on it later in the year. I don't know when we've only got October, November.
Right.
So.
Well, whenever you think it's appropriate.
What is the evaluation if we're using volunteers and holders? What kind of can you give me an example of that?
So part of the problem for us is that any volunteers that we bring in, we have to do background checks on, and it costs us money. So it's just like kind of really thinking about what can we use volunteers for safely, and where could we use them, and making sure. We talked quite a bit about making sure that we have volunteers who are really willing to say, yes, I will do so many hours a week or something like that. So
you're looking into how you can incorporate volunteers.
Right. To help with the programming.
Okay.
Because I think what was kind of discussed is that with the hours that you have for the staff, they're filled. And if we want to add any programs or outreach, we need more bodies. But we don't. We want to do it frugally.
Well, and safely, yeah. So that we're not liable in case there's an issue.
Right.
School interns are something that are always a really good resource.
Oh, that's a good idea too.
Yeah, because the school covers them. If they're doing an internship through the school, school covers the, they're covered as a student. And a lot of times they're excited, they're enthusiastic, they're able to do things.
And I hadn't even thought of that when we were discussing yesterday. Good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
expanding the Library Foundation, reaching out to the public.
Reaching out to the film.
That's something that should be put together. You guys don't have the time to go chit-chatting with people that could conceivably contribute money.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to be so crass, but let's face it. So putting something together so that we have the information that's correct to share.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments on the strategic planning? Or?
Nope, I think it looks good.
Okay. Ready for director's report?
So I won't go through this line by line like I normally do. Just I wanted to highlight that Sarah and I met with a grant writer, and she thinks that she can. We sent her kind of the preliminary information that we have, and she thinks she can help us with the congressionally directed spending grant. So that's good. So and she's also in county. She lives right outside the edge of Elbert County, but she knows the county really well.
Good.
So that's really great. So I think that's pretty much our next. Ruth Ann and I met with our lawyer to talk about the property taxes and go over the mill levy. And so we'd like to have a study session on our normal study session time. It would be Wednesday, October 8th. At 3 p.m. And then we'll just go through what is a mill levy, and start from the very beginning, start from the part that we put out for the vote and kind of explain the different parts of it, and then explain how a mill levy works, how we calculate all that, and the new law and what the impact is on us with that new law. So should be kind of
what time?
It'll be 3:00 on Wednesday, October 8th in the library meeting room. And then our statistics are here for you all to look at. And I also, after our discussion at our last meeting, I printed two different So I printed the 10,000 to 24,999 on one side, and then on the other side, and that's just the size of the population below us. That 10,000 to 24,999 is the size right below us. We actually fit in the 25,000 to 99,999. And we are one of the smaller libraries in that group. So you can kind of compare, our population, which is 28,795, according to the state library. And I think, are we the smallest? Yeah, because we're the only one. We're the only one under 30,000.
Right.
So we are really, that's why for me, I look at both sets of data. For the smaller libraries and for the larger libraries, because we are so far at the bottom of the regular group that we're supposed to be in. So you can kind of take a look at that data. That was after we had talked about our statistics, the statewide statistics last month. So that's my kind of a fast one today.
Go for keep up.
Thanks. And budget draft presentation.
So by law, I'm supposed to present you with a draft of the budget for next year by the 15th of October. And we are also supposed to set a date for the public hearing. And we do that typically at our October board meeting, and we have to publish that in the newspaper that we're going to have a public hearing about the budget. So This is the first draft of the budget for next year. And if you look at the last two columns, the last column is the proposal for 2026. And if you compare it to what's in the column right next to it, that's the budget that you all approved for 2025. So that can kind of give you an idea of how much I'm going up in different areas. So like the bottom line for expenses is just about $100,000 more. I'm really trying to keep things flat except for staff. And so the staff, my philosophy is just always to try and give them as much of a raise as I can. And our mill levy is about 5% more than last year. So that's a number that I like to take and try and give to the staff. So I try to give everybody a 5% raise. So you'll see that because last year we budgeted $1,025,000 for staff, and this year we're budgeting $1,101,000 for staff. So that's where a lot of that, where $75,000 of that comes from. And I'm keeping like the books. I'm keeping all that. Here's Robert and everything. Hello.
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 Hi. We saved two chairs for you.
What?
We saved two chairs right there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for putting me at the head of the table. Yes. The reason I called this meeting.
So that's pretty much everything I have on the budget. There's a few places where we had to increase. We expect utilities to go up next year. In fact, in the last 2 months, our electrical bill has gone up 2% and then 5%, or 3% and then 5%. Crazy.
Wow.
Just in 2 months. So
we just got that letter from Town of Elizabeth as
and
well.
And the Town of Elizabeth water is going up as well. So. So we tried to add more to utilities, but pretty much we're trying to keep everything flat except for salaries. So take a look at this. This is the first draft. You know, get back to me, and then I will present the final version of it to you in October at the budget hearing. And I don't know if you want to vote to set the date of the budget hearing.
Well, do we want to just make it on the October board?
Yes.
Let's just do the October board meeting.
You want me to make a motion? I make a motion that our public hearing for our next budget year is on our normal meeting, which is October 22nd of 2025.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
That's it.
I make a motion that we adjourn our meeting.
Do you wanna do number 10 as part of the meeting?
Or did we miss it? So we didn't
page.
Or do you wanna do?
No, I looked at that, but I didn't know if that was part of the meeting.
Okay.
We want to turn the recording
on. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I was looking at that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Get it over with.
We're done.